The wall on this side, on the marquee side of the building, will run from the corner all the way down there at the stop sign, all the way up.
Neighborhood resident Kate Savage outlines the dimensions of the new proposed grocery on Euclid. The project, dubbed Fort Kroger by opponents, is drawing protests from those who see the 27,000-square-foot expansion as overkill. Savage is the woman behind a crop of yellow signs calling on the council to say no to the plans.
We're not at all happy about the change that this store will make in this neighborhood. This is basically a shopkeeper, mom-and-pop, small, personalized shopping center.
But other shoppers are welcoming the Kroger proposal, which would add a kitchen section, drive-through pharmacy, and rooftop parking. Area resident Bill Fortune spoke in favor of the development at a planning commission meeting on the requested zone changes.
I try to do as much shopping as humanly possible in the Chevy Chase area. And I do that because I consider myself now an urban dweller. I do not want to have to go to the suburbs to buy something.
The council is slated to vote on the plans August 13th. Josh James, WUKY News.